Well, we had a number of incidents and developments, any one of which could reasonably be put at the top of the list of Homeland Security development. But one of the things that I saw as very significant was the activity of the FBI in trying to stop lone wolf attacks before they occurred. Remember, in May, we had an attempted bombing in Times Square in New York, and it was somebody who was not really connected to a network, somebody who couldn't be found before he tried to actually detonate the bomb. So the FBI has been very active, and it's been active for quite some time, in trying to stop lone wolf attacks before they occur. And we saw a lot of this come to fruition in 2010. They stopped one attack that would have occurred at Wrigley Field in Chicago. They had stopped another attack that would have occurred on the Washington, D.C. Metro, right here in D.C. And then we saw another attempted attack or plot that would have occurred in Oregon, in Portland at the tree lighting ceremony. To me, this is very significant. It shows that they're proactive. They're trying to deal with a lone wolf problem. And to a remarkable degree that we can tell, they seem to be succeeding. I should also mention that another lone wolf plotter who wanted to blow up a building in Dallas, Texas, got sentenced this year. He got 24 years in prison. And in each of these cases, it's not, you know, paranoia, it's not vague, and it's not entrapment. The person who was arrested actually pushed the button that would have detonated what he thought was a bomb. And in each case, he was foiled.
Now, I know at least one or two of those suspects had ties to the country of Yemen, and the rise of the Yemeni threat is something else that you've listed as a top story of 2010.
Absolutely. You know, we saw the cargo bombs come out of Yemen. We saw Anwar al-Awlaki, the renegade American-born cleric who's inciting all sorts of problems over there. He's become very much more prominent and looks like he's in charge of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. And, people were trying to stop him, and this is not helped by the WikiLeaks revelations that show that, you know, we're getting cooperation from the president of Yemen as long as he can cover himself and make it seem like, you know, he's not being manipulated or ordered around by the United States. The WikiLeaks thing shows the degree of cooperation, shows the attempt to hide it, and that certainly doesn't help the U.S. Cause in Yemen. So Yemen is a very serious issue. It's a very serious place where terrorism is going on and new plots are being hatched. Bears a lot of watching in the next year.
And, of course, the rise of WikiLeaks has been huge, although I don't know as though we've seen any real actual fallout in the Homeland Security realm from that yet.
Well, to the degree that, you know, Homeland Security is tied to counterterrorism, and counterterrorism is really tied to diplomacy in so many ways, yes, there is a connection, but we haven't seen any specific plots that were revealed in the WikiLeaks papers that we've seen so far. A lot of this has to do with diplomacy. A lot of this has to do with American diplomatic efforts against terrorism around the world. If you narrowly define Homeland Security, there's not that much there. But, you know, something else, you know, if there are more WikiLeaks and they happen to fall into Homeland Security, we could see more revelations directly.
And finally, Mr. Silverberg, you mentioned the revolt against the TSA in your short list of top stories. What does that mean?
Well, this is the people complaining about intrusive pat-downs and whole-body imaging. For the first time, people seemed to, you know, the patience was wearing a little thin in terms of the security that was going through the nation's airports. Ultimately, it seems that people are accepting this and they're going through. I mean, safety is clearly paramount. The TSA stood very strong on its position that it was going to screen everybody. But, you know, we're starting to see the limits, I think, of people's forbearance when it comes to, you know, methods of protection and screening. And there's a very, very difficult line to walk because as the FBI's things show, as the continuing plots show, there is still plotting, there is still threat, and there are new and ever more exotic and bizarre places that they're trying to get these bombs through. And the screening has to go on. There is simply no other way to protect the traveling public, but people are getting kind of tired of it. And, you know, on the other hand, if you let things go through and there's some kind of catastrophic incident, that's certainly not acceptable. So, you know, the screening and the protection regime still has to be maintained at the airports especially. But people are clearly getting a little tired of it. And how you square that circle, I don't know, frankly. But there's certainly legitimacy on the TSA side. There is certainly, one can understand the weariness on the public side. But, you know, there's no other answer other than to screen people to keep everybody safe.